This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Stricken by COVID-19, a feverish and fatigued U.S. President Donald Trump was flown to a military hospital after being injected with an experimental drug combination at the White House. In a day of whipsaw events, the president had to rip up his re-election roadmap due to the virus that has killed more than 208,000 Americans, and others in his orbit tested positive as well. The White House said Mr. Trump expected to stay off a few days at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, and it was precautionary, and that he would continue to work from the hospital's presidential suite, which is equipped to allow him to keep up his official duties. Democrat Joe Biden is offering sympathy to President Trump over his coronavirus diagnosis while casting the moment as a reminder of the health crisis facing the United States. Shortly after the White House announced that Mr. Trump would spend a few days at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, the Biden campaign said it would take down its negative advertising. Biden said from the battleground state of Michigan that it cannot be a partisan moment and that Americans must come together as a nation. Biden said Trump's diagnosis is a bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously. President Trump's former advisor, Kellyanne Conway, said late Friday that she has tested positive for the coronavirus days after attending a White House event with several others who have since come down with COVID-19. Conway tweeted Friday that she has a light cough and is feeling fine. She added that she has begun a quarantine process in consultation with physicians. She attended the Rose Garden announcement Saturday, where President Trump announced his nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Venezuela has received a shipment of the Russian-made Sputnik V vaccine against the coronavirus, according to Venezuela's vice president, Delcy Rodriguez. The delivery is the first in Latin America and will allow Venezuela to participate in clinical trials of the vaccine. President Nicolas Maduro in September proposed administering Russian coronavirus vaccines to nearly 15,000 candidates in upcoming legislative elections so that they can campaign safely. Venezuela has strengthened diplomatic ties with Moscow amid an aggressive sanctions program by the United States meant to force Maduro from office. Police say they knocked and announced themselves for a minute or more before bursting into Breonna Taylor's apartment, but her boyfriend says he did not hear officers identify themselves. The dramatic and sometimes conflicting accounts of the March 13th raid are key to a case that has fueled nationwide protests against police brutality and systemic racism. When police came through the door using a battering ram, Taylor's boyfriend fired once. He acknowledges that he may not have heard police identify themselves because of where he was in the apartment. The fear and confusion that played out at Taylor's Louisville home was detailed in 15 hours of audio recordings released Friday. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Friday nominated a judge with a record of flexible rulings to the country's Supreme Court. It's frustrating evangelical members of his conservative base who had been promised one of their own for the opening. Bolsonaro announced his nomination of Ocasio Marquez on Thursday during a live broadcast on Facebook and submitted his name to the country's official gazette on Friday. If approved by the Senate, a career judge Marquez would replace Celso de Mello, who will retire this month as he nears the court's age limit of 75 years. The latest jobs report shows both a drop in the unemployment rate and decrease in the number of jobs added by U.S. employers. The Labor Department says the September jobless rate was 7.9%. That's down half a percentage point from August. Employers added 661,000 jobs, the third straight month of slower hiring, and evidence the economic recovery has in fact weakened. The economy now has recovered slightly more than half of the 22 million jobs that were lost due to the coronavirus, but the roughly 10 million jobs that remain lost exceed the number shed during the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009. Again, more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Hits.